Horn Around the Home with Jackie McMullen, Frank Isola, Bill Plaschke. Welcome, everybody. Roadblocks in baseball's restart. Is that happening because of virus? Is it happening because of money? We start with Blake Snell, Cy Young winner from 2 years ago. He was on Twitch. Quote, "For me to take a pay cut is not happening because the risk is through the roof. It's a shorter season, less pay. No, I got to get my money. The risk is way the hell higher and the amount of money I'm making way lower. Why would I think about doing that? Bro, I'm risking my life." End quote. Bill Plaschke, we'll start with you. Around the horn to you. How do you hear that?
I hear it like he needs to zip it, like any ball player who talks about the money needs to zip it. As America reopens, everyone's going to undergo some risk. Everyone will have to risk it until it's a vaccine. That won't be for a couple of years now. So everyone is doing it, and everyone is having to do it under duress and pay cuts and difficult pay conditions. And here's a man making $7 million a year who may have to make only $3 million a year, and he won't do it. It's not worth the risk. Save it. It sounds greedy. It sounds tone deaf. America doesn't want to hear it. We're all going through this, Blake. Go through it with us or not, but don't sound so greedy about it.
Frank Isola, I'll bring you in here. How did you hear Blake Snell?
Who says you can't put a price tag on your health? I think Blake Snell just did exactly that. Supposed to make $7 million. If it's prorated, it'd be $3.5 million, but the owners are looking for a 50-50 split, which would be less money. But you know this, Tony. There are a lot of Major League Baseball players say that texted Blake Snell and said, thanks a lot for saying exactly what we're thinking. The owners and Major League Baseball came to the players in March and said, you know what? It's going to be prorated. Now they're kind of changing on the fly and saying, well, we can't get any attendance, so that's 40% of our revenue, so you have to feel the pinch. I understand what the players are saying, but it gets a little awkward when you start hiding behind the health issues and then you say, but I want my money.
But all that's in play here, right? I mean, this is a huge labor issue, which if we go back to baseball or all sports labor issues, it's always billionaires versus millionaires.
That's right.
And who gets blamed for that? But now you add only the most difficult medical scientific thing we've had to deal with in all of our lives to all this. Jackie Mack, I'll bring you in. How did you hear Blake Snell?
Well, see, and Tony, it's all about the verbiage, isn't it? Because, yes, the players do have a beef here based on what Frank just told you. And the owners have a beef, too, because if there's no people in the stands, revenue is down, everybody's going to have to bear the brunt. But it's all in how you say it. I know so many people, and I'm sure you do, too, who are out of work. They would kill to go to work right now, Tony, for minimum wage, never mind $3.5 million. These athletes have to think about the world at large, what is going on right now. When you read it back to yourself or say it back to yourself, tone deaf doesn't even begin to describe it.
Okay, but let's break it down a little bit more. Clearly, there are players that would feel this way about their money, or there could be players that feel this way about their health or health of people in their household, I think might be more specific here. Can you see a world where 25% of the league doesn't play in a restarted season, Jackie Mack, and 75% make the decision to play?
I think that's a very viable situation, and I wouldn't blame any player because you hit on it. It's not so much about these young 20-something-year-old guys. It's the guys who have family at home. Maybe their grandmother lives with them. Maybe they have a parent that has respiratory issues. Those are the people that live in fear of this virus. I think one of the problems sometimes with this, with the 20-something generation, is they think, well, even if I get it, I'll recover from it. Well, what about all the people around you? That's what they have to consider.
And Bill Plaschke?
No, Tony, I disagree with Jackie. I think they're all in or all out. There'll be no 25% of it. This is the strongest union in the history of sports. And if they won't do it, they'll be all in or all out. I'm worried they'll be all out, and I'm worried this will put place a permanent stain on baseball. Yes, I understand they negotiated their prorated contracts back in March. That was before the owners knew there would be nobody in the stands. There's nobody watching the game. This is a special condition. I'm not one to always side with the owners, but in this case, nobody's watching the games are missing half their revenue. Somebody's got to take the brunt. The rest of America, we're all taking the brunt for our companies.
But one little side note to this whole thing about potential pay cuts. The former major league player known as Prince Fielder would become the highest paid player in the league, and he doesn't even pay. He got cut years ago for the Brewers, scheduled to make $24 million. Regardless of what happens, he's getting his money.
Yeah. Wow. Prince Fielder and Bobby Bonilla will be the ones getting paid.
Right, yeah, Bonilla.
Exactly. We move on.
New York.
Russell Wilson story today. Can we talk about that? Do you believe this Russell Wilson story? Pro Football Talk,
no.
Mike Florio, asked and answered two questions today. Did the Seahawks have talks with the Browns 2 years ago about trading Russell Wilson? And could the Seahawks trade Russell Wilson in the near future, even under his current contract? The answer to both those questions Florio posed was yes. Jackie Mack, maybe you just went through this with Tom Brady. Maybe this is different, but Russell Wilson is a decade younger. Could this be true?
I suppose it could be true, but I think in the first case when they were talking about having conversation with the Browns, at the time, Russell Wilson hadn't signed his new deal yet. So for me, I bet that was a little bit of posturing and saying, okay, hey, you're not going to sign this? Fine. I guess you what? Let's see. We'll trade you to Cleveland. How do you like that? In terms of now that he's signed that deal, I suppose after 2 years or so, if you want to rebuild around him or you want to add some new players, you might have some concerns about that big guaranteed number. But I will tell you this. Russell Wilson has played 8 seasons in the NFL, Tony. Do you know how many games he's missed? Zero.
Yes, less than one. Exactly. Okay, point made. Frank Isola, do you believe any of this?
Yeah, and, you know, when the Colts got rid of Peyton Manning, they had Andrew Luck. And when the Packers got rid of Brett Favre, they had Aaron Rodgers coming along. So we've seen it before that these legendary players sometimes don't finish the career with the teams they're on. Most recently, Tom Brady. But come on now, Russell Wilson is 31 years old. He's still one of the best quarterbacks in the league. To me, if this is going to happen, it's not going to happen anytime soon. Again, he's only 31, and Jackie just told you about his durability.
Right, and no one's even brought up the cap hits, which are astronomical, but I ask you, Bill Plaschke, do you believe anything to this? Maybe sources say Russell Wilson won't end his career as a Seahawk.
Yes, I totally believe it. And then talk about the durability. Yes, Jack, you're right. He hasn't missed a game. You know how many times he was sacked last year? 48. That's tied for the league lead. He gets hit a lot. The clock is ticking. He's a great quarterback, franchise quarterback. In 2 years, they will save $11 million in cap space if they get rid of him, if they trade him. I think the clock is ticking on him. I think he's, again,
this?
I think slowly.
Right. The question
I believe it's...
Oh, he's still one of the best in the league.
Can you trade him? Do you have someone who's as good as him to take his job? That's the other part
what
of the question.
Packers?
Nobody.
Well, who did the Packers just draft? The Packers are already thinking about getting rid of Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is 5 years older, 6 years
right,
older.
In 2 years?
We've been horned. We're taking a break right here. Coming up, this story about piping in crowd noise into pro sporting events. They're not saying boo. They're saying Zoom. I got a Zoom meeting. We'll be back.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with GEICO? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring 3 advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
The headline of pumped-in fake crowd noise was all over the place yesterday after Joe Buck had a conversation with Andy Cohen. Today, Buck went public and said, chill, people. I said Fox was working on everything for when sports comes back, empty stadiums, ambient noise, virtual fans. But everything is trying to be figured out. Frank, buy or sell, piped-in crowd noise when we get sports back.
I can't sell this enough. I mean, why do we need that? Who are we trying to kid? We get it. There's not going to be anybody in the building. We'll acknowledge that. I need the crowd to tell me when I'm supposed to be excited, when I'm supposed to boo. As long as the announcers are there and the games are going on, I'm fine with it.
Jackie Mack?
I understand what you're saying, Frank, but I think sometimes you underestimate the little background crowd noise that exists when there's an actual sporting event. It's sort of the background noise when you're cooking dinner, if you will, and I think it's very necessary. I'm serious. I don't know if you cook, Frank. I happen to. And I think it's necessary here to just keep the energy level up and to not have it a completely sterile environment. When Steph Curry comes down and hits a 50-foot bomb three, or Russell Wilson throws a 98-yard touchdown, don't you want a little buzz in the background? I do.
Bill Plaschke, how about you?
Frank, I can't buy this enough. I know you're in New York. There's not a lot of cheering going on. You don't hear a lot of it. I understand that.
Ooh.
But however, if you watch it, just watching sports on television, you never see the crowd, but you hear the crowd noise. So basically, the crowd noise is piped in. Oh, it might as well be piped in anyway, because the cameras don't show the crowds. They show the action, and you hear the noise. This would be the same thing. What's the difference? It would be the same thing
as
what was
before. Seinfeld? Fake.
Yeah.
It's fake.
I hear that part of it, Frank. What I thought was cool was with the UFC, and the announcer's voice is carried throughout the octagon, and the meat-on-meat of people punching each other carried out through the octagon, and some of the fighters thought they actually had a benefit from hearing the announcer, and they got to be able to work off that. That's interesting to me. I'd love to mic up the players. That'd be enough for me. We'll move on. Buy or sell two, Cam Newton. He was released 51 days ago, still no team. If you're Cam, are you thinking there's still a team out there who sees you as a starter? Or is it time to think backup? Or should you wait for midseason in a desperate team with an injured or underperforming quarterback? Bill Plaschke, around the horn to you.
Cam Newton, let me give you some advice. There's a place you could come. You could rehab. You could learn a new offense. You could be in an exciting new system.
Los Angeles, which team are you talking about?
And that would be the LA Rams. Come to the Rams, Cam. The Rams, Cam, the Cam Rams, it would be perfect. That's where he needs to go.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't surprise anybody that Bill rode for L.A. How about you, Jackie Mack?
My feeling is this. Cam Newton isn't going to get signed until people can actually look at him and see him, Tony. The only reason he's not signed now is because of his injury history, because of the shoulder and the foot injury that he had last year. People need to know if he's healthy. Then they can decide if they want him to be his starter, their backup, or something else. He should just sit back and wait. He's going to get an opportunity once everything resumes.
I hear that, though Todd Gurley did get picked up without a physical in the traditional sense, I think.
Yes, he did.
How about you, Frank Isola?
Now, Jackie, now you're cooking. You happen to be 100% right. Forget about that he's lost his last eight starts. He has a terrific resume. He's been to a Super Bowl. He's been a league MVP. Nobody knows how healthy he is. He's better than Jameis Winston. He's better than Andy Dalton, but we need to see him out there. He's better off waiting and then hooking up with the team during the season.
Mm-hmm. All right. Look at those scores, Jackie Mack, Frank Isola advancing into the shutdown. Bill Plaschke,
riding for LA. You didn't like the Ram Cam, no.
No, but I really didn't. Smile for the photo, though, Bill. Showdown coming up. We're going to be talking about, Wheaties is the breakfast of champions. Shrimp Alfredo is the pregame of MVPs. Next.
Geico has the insurance industry-leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
Geico, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Napa Know-How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $50 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
The imperfect, perfect game. Remember this? 10 years ago, Armando Galarraga perfect, and Jim Joyce not so perfect in that 1 second. The two are appealing to Major League Baseball to change the record book and make it a perfect game for Galarraga. Frank Isola, Jackie McMullen, welcome to Showdown. Do you make the argument for or against changing the official record book? Frank?
I feel badly for Galarraga, but come on. During that game, I'm sure there were some borderline pitches. We're going to now go back and look at every ball that was called a strike, and could that have changed the perfect game? He should have had a perfect game, absolutely. But what about when Derek Jeter hit that home run that Jeffrey Mayer reached over and stole from the Baltimore Orioles? That still counts. We're going to go back and replay that.
Bad all right, all right. We hear you. We understand. Jackie Mack, how about you?
Shocking. Derek Jeter and Frank's answer. I'm stunned. Listen, I feel bad for Amando too, and this is really unfortunate. But listen, we're talking about it today, so everybody is recognizing yet again, 10 years later, that it was a perfect game that won't go down in history as perfect game. I'm sorry, that has to be enough.
Well, I'm sorry that you guys have said that, because I was about to give you guys all the wins that I made a mistake when I gave you losses in the past, but now I can't do that because you just made this argument.
I didn't say
nobody
to do
gets
that.
A point. We move on. Showdown 2, Yadi Molina telling Marley Rivera that he believes he is a Hall of Famer. Jackie Mack, first to you. Make the case for or against Yadi Molina in the Hall of Fame.
I will make the case for him, and I will also tell you this is a time when numbers do lie. This is a guy that didn't hit for average or power, and his lifetime batting average of .282. That's got nothing to do with it. He's one of the best defensive catchers ever. Mm-hmm. Top four in the ML Most Valuable Player voting. He's in. Mm-hmm.
He's going to finish with over 2,000 hits. That's one thing. And look at the catchers that most recently have gone in. Pudge Rodriguez, Mike Piazza, certainly better offensive players. But come on now, Molina is one of the better defensive catchers of his generation. He deserves to go in. That position doesn't get enough guys in Cooperstown. Plus, we'll get all the Molinas
That's
together
good point. All right,
in Cooperstown
got the point,
at the same
Frank.
Time.
You got the point. Don't worry about it. I'm splitting the point. You both have them in. You both get a point. Showdown 3, the pregame meal of MVPs. Yes, Shrimp Alfredo. Lamar Jackson told Jade Scipione of CNBC he eats shrimp Alfredo before every game. Frank, having shrimp Alfredo in your belly for an NFL game, does that enhance performance or diminish it?
I don't know how he does it. Come on, Tony, you're Italian. You know you do not combine.
There is no shrimp Alfredo
with
in it.
Alfredo sauce. That is a no-no in my
book. I don't even think it's not Italian. I can't speak for the whole boot, but on this show I will. It's not Italian. Go ahead, Jackie Mack.
So I might have had two kids. I might have gained a bit of weight. I might have made a list of 10 banned substances. Guess what was number one? Alfredo. Fettuccine Alfredo with anything. That's 1,100 calories. Are you kidding me?
Okay. That's
not good for you.
You know what? That's a point. Jackie Mack, you just earned a FaceTime for today.
Thank you. I have a prop. Look at this gorgeous bottle of tequila. This is what you've been watching Michael Jordan sipping during The Last Dance. Yeah, isn't that beautiful? I got this bottle from Celtics owner Rick Grousebeck and his lovely wife Amelia for something they're doing called Toast Your Team, and it's to help support restaurant people, Restaurant Strong, and the U.S. Bartenders Guild. So, Jeannie Buss is involved, Wes Edens and MJ. My toast is this to all the first responders and all the health people, like my lovely niece, Emily. I toast you. Thank you for doing this, NBA owners.
Well done, Jack.
You're here. Well done, Jack.
Hour 40-minute break, SportsCenter right now.